Hi, docs. Welcome to the EntreMD podcast, where it is all about helping amazing physicians just like you embrace entrepreneurship so you can have the freedom to live life and practice medicine on your terms. I'm your host, Dr. Una.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the EntreMD podcast. I am super pumped that you're here. I want to take a moment and say a big thank you to everyone listening. Thank you for being a listener, and thank you for writing reviews. Thank you for your comments on social media. Thank you for taking action, because I see comments like, you know, I was always so scared of doing video, and then I watched your episode on doing videos, and I did my first video, and it was amazing, and I got new clients or new patients because of it. And I mean, that right there, oh my goodness. So thank you for doing that. Thank you for letting me hear about it. And thank you for taking action. Okay. So super pumped you're here. We're going to have an amazing episode together. We are going to be talking about selling. Okay. And if you're a good doctor, chances are you don't like it. Right. And we're going to talk about what do we do with that. Now, you might go like, oh, I think I'm just going to skip this episode, but I want to encourage you to listen to this with a completely open mind, because business doesn't work without selling. It just doesn't. And selling is not as sleazy as you think. It's a myth that it is. And we're going to talk about that today. And I'm going to show you how it's actually something you love to do and something you're really good at. You just need to tweak how you think about it a little bit. Okay. So this is going to be great. But before we go into that, EntreMD Live is a few days away. It's going to be June the 27th, 2020. It's virtual. We already have 120 people registered from 7 countries. It's going to be off the chain. Okay. So you do not want to miss this event. And you might be like, you know, why don't I want to miss? Because if you're here, one of the commonest things I hear from doctors is, I want to start a business, I don't know where to start. This is the event for you. If you're like, I started a business, I'm not making any money, this is the event for you. If you're like, I have a business and I'm making some money, but I know that I'm playing small, I know it's time for me to scale, I know it's time for me to build this bigger, then this is the event for you, okay? Because we're going to be talking all things about how to serve your people and how to earn, okay? Because that's what a business does. It serves and it earns, okay? So especially if you're tired of working more for less pay, we all see what's going on. If you're tired of being devalued in the healthcare space, if you started a business and it's strapped for cash, if you can't imagine where you'll find the time, if you've tried at something and you failed before, this is the event for you. So go get your tickets. It's entremd.com/event. Get your ticket, share this with the fellow doc in your life and tell them you absolutely have to be in the room with me. But it is going to be a game changer, okay? You are going to learn the marketing secrets that physician entrepreneurs should be doing so they can promote their way, their businesses in a professional and classy way. And I'm going to be sharing a 3-part blueprint that you need to use to build a wildly successful business. Now, you guys know, as doctors, we love blueprints. We don't have a problem working hard. We just need to know what direction we need to go in, and off we go. Okay, so this is going to be so amazing. It's going to be an impactful 4 hours or 5 hours, but it'll be so much fun. It's not going to be like a Zoom meeting. I have put a lot of hours into this to give you a virtual experience that will knock your socks off. So get your tickets on entremd.com/event. You can actually even pause this and go get your tickets and then come back, because I'll still be here. Okay, so today we're going to look at, what do I do? Help, help, help. I hate selling, okay? But first thing, remember, the agreement is this: your business cannot work if it doesn't sell, right? So if you're not selling. So I want that to be like, okay, fine. So that means I have to figure this out, and let's figure it out together, okay? All right, so we have mindsets around selling, like, you know, selling is sleazy. You know, if I'm selling, it means I'm money hungry, or it means I'm greedy, or it means I'm not a professional, because it's not what professionals do. But the truth of the matter is, you know, let's really analyze this, right? We sell all the time. We sell all the time. I mean, think about it. If you convince somebody to marry you, you sold the person, right? If you convince your kid to clean their room, that's selling. If you are a pediatrician and you convince a mother who brings in her little baby to give her baby shots that you know will make the baby cry, but you know it's good for the baby, if you do that, then you're selling. right? If you're an oncologist and you have a patient that has cancer and you're recommending chemo, you know the side effects they're going to have. You know their hair is going to fall off. You know what's going to happen. But you know that it's good for them. So you sell them on it. We sell all the time, right? If you have the two-year-old who's having a temper tantrum in the middle of a store and you get them to stop having a temper tantrum, you sold them. So you're actually really good at selling. So the problem isn't really selling, really, because the only time we get bent out of shape about selling, convincing people to sign up for what is good for them, is when there's money attached to it, right? So when in exchange for this selling conversation, I'm going to get a financial reward, then we get bent out of shape about it. So I want you to think about it and tell yourself the truth. I'm actually good at selling. Like all those interviews I went for and convinced people to hire me or to let me into their school or let me into their residency program, I'm actually good at selling. So my problem is not really selling. My problem is that I have money hangups. That's what the issue is, right? So what kind of money issues do we have? We have thoughts like, I've talked to a lot of doctors, okay? Thoughts like, I can't make money. Like I can earn money as a salary, but I can't make money, like create wealth. I can't do that. So because of that, you know, everybody avoids what they're bad at, right? So if I can't make money, that means I'm going to suck at business. So I'm just not going to do stuff. I'll do enough to make it seem like I'm doing something, but this is not, it's not something I can do. For some others, it's like money's bad. And unfortunately, that's a narrative. I mean, if you watch movies, the business person is always the bad person. And even if they do something good, it's with ulterior motives because they want to get something out of it. That's kind of how it's played, you know? So money's bad. And let's take a look at these two and really see if there's any truth in it. So when you think about, I can't make money, is that really true? I mean, making money is a skill. And if you are a physician, one thing you're really, really good at is acquiring new skills. When you were in high school, you did not know that you could do the amount of reading it will take to be a doctor. But you became really good at reading. You became really good at test taking, right? You didn't know that you had the ability to do spinal taps. You didn't know you could do surgeries. You didn't know that you could make all these diagnoses. You didn't know you could work the long hours that you worked. You didn't know that you could lead a team. You didn't know a lot of things. But you acquire them as skills. And making money is a skill. And you can acquire that too. You're going to have to learn. You should be at EntreMD Live to learn, but it's a skill. So yes, you can't make money right now, or maybe you're not good at it right now, but you're not fixed, right? You can change. You can learn the skill. So don't let that stop you. The second money hangup we talked about is money's bad. So let's look at that. Is money bad? Money isn't bad. Money isn't good. Money is amoral. Money just takes the shape of whoever owns it, right? So if you put money in the hands of philanthropists, a lot of charities will get a lot of donations. If you put money in the hands of a drug lord, there'll be more drugs on the street and more overdoses and more prostitution and more everything else. So the money is not the problem. The person who's holding it is a problem. So if you're a good person, don't be scared of money because money's not bad. In your hands, you'll do a lot of good. So if that's a hang up, like I don't want to make money because it's bad, then you should give that up because if you're good, then you should make a lot of money so you can do a lot of good and take it out of the hands of the bad guys. Okay? So money's not bad. Money's not good. Money just takes the shape of whoever has it. You know, some of those will go like, I'm one of the top 1% earners in the nation. How can I possibly be building a business to make more money? How can I be doing that? To which I'll say, take your eyes off the money for a bit. Don't you want to become everything you can be? Don't you want to live out your full potential? Is MD where it ends? Like, is that all you can be? And I'm not saying that to say be dissatisfied with who you are, but you've heard me talk about this before. My agenda is to die empty. My agenda is when I'm gone, it's like I did everything I was supposed to do. I became everything I could be. I acquired all the skills. I pushed myself to the max. That's what I want. I mean, I became a doctor. What else can I become, right? I mean, like, I graduated med school. I don't know how old I was, 23, 24, whatever. I mean, what if I had acquired no other skills after that? Heaven forbid, right? So look away from just the money and look at it as I want to become everything I can be. That's on one hand. On the other hand, I mean, there are world problems to be solved. You cannot possibly make too much money. I mean, Bill Gates is giving it away really fast, but we still have world problems. And think of all the good that you can do. If you don't want to keep it, give it all away. I mean, I'm looking forward to when I can give away 1 million in 1 year. And then after that, my next target will be 1 million as one check. If you don't want to keep it, give it all away. But the most important thing that happens to you as you build a business and you build wealth and all that is not the money. It's who you become in the process. It's who you become. Everybody should have and try and push to the max, not just for the money. It's who you become. I'm a completely different person. I'm a completely different person because I embraced entrepreneurship. Completely different. And I love the person I'm becoming. So you're not greedy if you want to make more. You just want to become everything you can be. And if you feel like I don't want to keep it, give it all away. Okay? Not out of guilt, but you're like, that's what I want to do. If you're a philanthropist at heart, do it. Right? Do it. And then some others will say, well, the reason why I don't sell my money hang up thing is I really don't care about the money. I care about people. Like, I want to do this clinic and I just want to care about people. I don't want to do the money thing. Or I want to do coaching and I just want to help people because they can't afford coaching. And I just want to help them for free. And there, let's talk about that. If you care about people, you'll care about money. It's not or, it's and. It's not or at all. So think about it. I'm a pediatrician, and one of my businesses is I have a private practice, and we offer great care, and we try to, you know, keep patients in the office for a short time and give the expert medical care, give them a great experience while we're at it. And, you know, that's wonderful. But what if I didn't care about the money? What if I didn't keep us profitable? What if I had to, my expenses got more than my revenue? Let me tell you what would happen. So not in my practice, so a hypothetical practice, right? What would happen is you would have to lay off your staff because you don't have enough money to pay them. So if you cared about them, wouldn't you stay profitable so you can pay them? Then if you're not profitable, you have to close your doors, which means the amazing service that you offer, you can no longer offer it to your patients because your doors are closed. So if you really love your patients, you'll build a profitable business. So there's no way to care about people without caring about money. We live in an economic world. There's no way to do that. So your responsibility to your clients and your responsibility to your team is to make money. That's your responsibility. And you should take it. You should take it. And this doesn't even include taking care of your family. This doesn't include creating generational wealth. This is just for external. Doesn't even include your family. Because your family, you owe it to them. So I want you to think about money in a different way. Okay, so yes, you can make money. It's a skill, like any other skill, it's learnable. And you're a physician, so one thing you're really good at is learning skills. Money's not bad. Money's not good. Money's amoral. So your job is to be a good person, and in your hands, it'll do a lot of good. And yes, you may be a 1% earner, but there's more to be made. There's a lot more to be made. And there's no way to care about people without caring about money. You're like, so what does that have to do with selling? Well, these are the things that are stopping you from selling. There's no way to make money without selling. And if you think making money is bad, you're not going to sell. So I want to leave you with a few thoughts. One, money is amoral. You should always remember this. This is a thought you should just have at the top of your mind. Money's not good. Money's not bad. Money takes the shape of the person who has it. I'm a good person. So in my hands, it's going to do a lot of good. So I should go make it, right? The second thing is, remember, we live in an economic world. So you cannot say you don't care about money because that's not true. Your mortgage is money. You know, providing shelter and clothes and paying your utilities and all of that stuff. It's money. If you want to help people, you're going to need to do it with money. If you want to create a platform for your kids so they don't have to maybe experience some of the hardships that you did, it would require money. So we live in an economic world. And so stop saying, if I may say, stop saying, I don't care about money. Now, does that mean money should be top of mind in that kind of way? No, right? We always put people before money. We always put growth before money. So money has its place, but it's important, okay? So I'm not going to tell you it's not important because it is, okay? It's not number one. It's not number two. It's not number three, but it's important, okay? So we live in an economic world, all right? And then the third thing is, one of the greatest things you'll do for your patients or your clients, depending on what kind of business you have, is to constantly sell them stuff. And you're like, Dr. Una, what in the world? So hear me out, okay? One of the best things you'll do to them is constantly sell them. Now, sometimes we think manipulation. That's not what it is. Selling is saying, you have a problem. I have the solution. Come take my solution. That's literally what it is, right? I'm a pediatrician. You have a child that needs healthcare services. Come use my services. That's what selling is. That is literally what selling is. So I remember this was a year ago, okay? This was June of last year, right before EntreMD Live. And I had someone who's been a client of mine for a year at this point. And she had posted, we had talked casually months before this, and she had posted her before and after pictures. So she's a weight loss doctor, and she had lost almost 60 pounds and has kept it off for 2 decades, okay, for a long time. And she posted that picture, and I knew she was talking about, you know, she wanted to make her private practice better. She had been struggling there and stuff like that. So I saw the picture on Facebook, and I sent her a direct message. I said, we need to get on the phone and we need to fix this because we need to work together because what you do is just so amazing. How do you lose 60 pounds and help your patients lose 40 pounds, 100 pounds and all this stuff and you have a struggling business? Like, I know how to help you make that work, right? So what was I doing? Quote unquote, selling, right? But what is that? That is somebody who has a challenge. I have the solution. I'm like, let's do this, okay? Now, within 4 months, she had almost 10x'd her revenue, 4 months. And I say that to say this, so I don't feel bad about reaching out and telling her, let me work with you, because it's changed everything for her. Do you see what I'm saying? So it's not a bad thing, because she was at home thinking, how do I get this to work? I'm at home going like, I can help her get this thing to work. It's my responsibility to tell her, I can help you. That's selling. I had another client who reached out to me, and right at the beginning, right in the heat of COVID, and she's like, I have a cash pay practice. I literally just opened it before COVID hit and we're struggling. And I'm like, I got you. Let's do this. And after 2 months, I think it was barely 2 months, she was like, oh my gosh, I'm on track for my best month ever. And at the end of that month, she was like, I was just shy of hitting 3 times the revenue of my best month. See, those are the things I keep in mind when I keep telling people, come use my stuff. When I keep telling people, come to my events. When I tell people, I'm like, you have to do this. Why? Because it works. And you have a pain point that I can fix, right? Or people who are like, I don't have a business. I'm like, are you kidding? Of course you have a business. And we sit and we pull out what is already inside of them and build it into a business. And they're like, my goodness, I didn't know this could happen. So when you're selling, I want you to look at it from a different standpoint, that you are helping somebody with a problem. You are leading them to their solution. Someone has a problem. Selling is leading them to their solution. And then when you look at it that way, you see selling is a beautiful thing. And you constantly tell people what you do, and you constantly tell them, let's do this. Okay? So I want you, now this episode, I really want to know what you got out of it. I really want to know what stood out. Okay? I really want to know the mental shift you experienced. So I want you to take your biggest aha moment and I want you to post it on social media, put the hashtag EntreeMD and say, this is what I got out of episode 46 of the EntreeMD podcast. You definitely have to check it out. Okay. So I want you to post that, tag us, hashtag EntreeMD. I will go there. I will comment. I will go, you know, I'll probably be boohoo crying depending on what you type, like good crying. So post that. And I want you to get your tickets to EntreeMD Live. Okay. It is a time for transformation for you. And you might go like, I'm not an entrepreneur. And that's why EntreeMD exists, to help you make that transition. You may say, I'm not making money in my business. And that's why EntreeMD exists, to help you change that narrative. You may say, I'm making money. I mean, I use the money from my business and I pay this bill and that bill, but I know there's so much more and I'm playing small. That's why EntreeMD exists, okay? So EntreeMD Live is the event for you. It's EntreeMD.com/event. And I want to see you, quote unquote, since it's virtual. And it's going to be such an amazing experience. And I would love to tell your story of transformation, okay? All right. So thank you so much for listening. I will see you at EntreeMD Live. I will look for your comments on Facebook and Instagram. And I'll see you on the very next episode of the EntreeMD podcast.
If you love this podcast, please take a moment to subscribe, share, and review it on iTunes. As you go about your week, remember, you're not just an MD, you're an EntreeMD. Don't forget to tune in next week for another great episode. Until next time.